Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session for once again for the 1,245th time by George. You get that button right this time.
No, I messed up.
You messed up? I'm 50 push-ups.
I know. I can't believe I did that. I've done that
two times. Take a seat and get ready. Jeez. School Talk is in session for the last time in 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Emerson. You're not, but you're welcome to School Talk, the greatest talk show and the radio talk show, student produce show in the world. I mean, award-winning. I mean, we have definitely award-winning. Award. But you want to think about this show. The show never gets produced without my students. If my students aren't working, then therefore I'm not working actually. Then I'll be at the crib, just chill out because without it, it's not going to happen. So I got a lot of things to do today. Nothing that's going to actually be scripted. I have nothing that's going to be scripted. I might be doing a little bit of Facebook Live a little bit too here later on today if I can get this machine to work right. But I'm just going to do a lot of, oh my gosh. Well, first, anyway, this is my last show and I'm just going to open my mics up and I want to thank a lot of people. And standing to my right with his hands on his hip, give him the microphone, please. Push your magic button for the Wayne Township Superintendent of Wayne Township, of MSD of Wayne Township, Dr. Butt. Ah!
What's up, Emerson?
I didn't see you standing
this
there.
This is the last show. How does that happen?
Oh, man, Mr. Marcotte's in the house. Woo! Hey. High five. Oh, man, I got to get my – I can't get – oh, man.
Well, we're going to put Dr. Marcotte on the mic here in just a minute because he was the reason that you started School Talk.
Oh, my goodness. I'm all shook up.
When Mr. Easter went to Dr. Marcotte when he was principal here at Ben Davis High School, mm-hmm. to see if you could do a Friday show called School Talk, Mr. Marcotte authorized that, or Dr. Marcotte authorized that. But before that, thanks to Mr. Easter and – our Honorable Mayor Hogsett, I have a proclamation here for you. To all whom these presents may come greetings, whereas in September of 2003, Emerson Allen approached the principal of Ben Davis High School with a plan to host a radio show highlighting positive aspects of the school and community. Later that month, the show School Talk aired for the first time on WBDG 90.9 FM. And whereas for the last 21 seasons, School Talk has provided a forum for students, teachers, and the community to discuss and know about happenings in Indianapolis and around the world. The show brings the school to the community and the community to the school while covering nearly all aspects of life. And whereas May 24th will be the final episode of School Talk hosted by Emerson, the show has won national awards from the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System and the Best Public Affairs Program on a school radio station in the United States in 2020 and 2023. The IBS recognized Allen as the best community volunteer in 2020 and 2022. And whereas today, the City of Indianapolis honors Emerson Allen for the countless hours of preparation and volunteer work for the Wayne Township Metropolitan School District, we thank him for the invaluable contributions to school culture and for being a mentor and role model for young people of all backgrounds. Now, therefore, I, Joseph H. Hogsett, Mayor of the City of Indianapolis, do hereby proclaim May 24th, 2024 as Emerson Allen Day.
Woo!
In the City of Indianapolis, and I ask all citizens to join me in this observation, signed by the Honorable Joe Hogsett, Mayor of Indianapolis.
Oh, push the magic button for somebody.
Congratulations, Emerson.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank
and we
you.
Also
thank
have a Woo. Similar proclamation signed here by our city county councilor, Jared Evans. So
he's been on the show.
Yes, he has. They both have
been on the show. Yeah,
they both have. So congratulations, Emerson.
Thank you, sir.
I know that it was tweeted out a little bit earlier that I've been on the show a time or two. I lost count.
Yeah.
I lost count at 25, but I am certainly honored to have been a guest of yours so many times.
Now having you on the show has been awesome. You know, it's just it's great because when you come in, that just lets me know I can come back next. I didn't say something crazy enough to Dr. Buzz say, hey, Emerson is coming in. I'm going to sit in for him. Because you're great on your show.
Wow.
You know, yeah, you've been awesome. One thing, but Dr. Buzz, one thing I like about you.
I just learned from you. I just watched what you were doing and thought I can do this.
You do. I mean, you keep the community involved in what you're doing as superintendent. That is so huge. I mean, because I was asked earlier about some of the situations here at Ben Davis High School. And one thing I like about you is you're you.
Hmm.
I mean, when you see Dr. Butts, you see Dr. Butts. I don't care if he's in a black truck coming across the street honking his horn at you.
I'm not a very good actor. I can only be me. I can't be anybody else.
That is so awesome. But I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, I'm going to get out of this seat and turn it over to Dr. Marcotte because he's the reason that this show exists in the first place. So, Emerson, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Well, he might be the reason. I agree with that. But I'm still here because of you. And I'm going to be around. Man, dude, cameras everywhere and stuff like that. Right now we're live on Facebook, y'all, in case y'all wondering, in the out there in the radio world. So I got Dr. Marcotte.
Good morning.
I know it's Marcotte, but I've always called him Marcotte. I don't know what it is. You know, I try to put an O where the A is at, but he's always answered to it. That is so cool. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What a run, huh?
It's been a run.
Yeah,
it's been a run.
Yeah.
It's been an awesome opportunity, an awesome privilege, and to be allowed. Folks got to understand that to be allowed to do this. It's not something that was given to me. It was something I was allowed to do.
Well,
and I don't take that for granted.
Let me share the story how this came to be. So I knew you as a parent because your girls were here.
Yep.
They were students here at Ben Davis, and so I knew you and your wife. And Mr. Easter came down to my office and said, hey, I have an idea. And I said, I love the idea. Who are you thinking about being host? He said, Emerson Allen. I said, yeah, that'll work.
Yep.
I didn't know it would work 21 years later.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So this is really something that I'm very proud of you, because you have been such a Wayne Township advocate, a Ben Davis advocate. The community members learned a lot about what this district has done and is all about. And so you've been quite the ambassador. So congratulations and very proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I once again, you know, you said yes way back in the day. And since those years, you've been a great supporter of the show. And you're always a supporter of our kids. That's in your blood.
That's in
your blood. And I really appreciate that. And you wear it on your sleeve. You wear it in your heart. And the city, the state is lucky to have you still out there fighting for our kids. You know, because one thing about kids, they're still kids. They grow up, but they're still kids. But as you go through the educational process, you know, they're still the same. They still need us.
The talent among young people in this state is incredible. I travel the state. I'm the executive director of the Urban Schools Association right now, so I travel the state. I'm up in Lake County, Fort Wayne, Evansville, Terre Haute. I'm all your hometown.
My Terre Haute.
Yeah,
Big
I
dad.
Remember that.
Yep.
That's right. Your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And the talent among young people, teenagers in this state is incredible.
It is.
We just have to get out of their way.
Just get out of the way. One thing about kids and students, you find out, you probably know this. And if the older folks, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not calling you old.
That's okay.
We can learn so much from these kids.
Oh, yes.
They learn from us.
Yeah, but of course.
If you listen to them, you can learn a lot. And that's been one of my things with my daughters. They said, Daddy, sometimes you're hard-headed and you don't want to listen. But when I slow down and I listen, I actually learn something, which is really, really cool.
Well, but the opportunities, again, I have such a perspective because I have been here in this building as the principal and in Wayne Township as a district administrator. So I kind of have an intimate knowledge of what is happening here in Wayne Township. And the opportunities that our children have, our young people have in this district is second to none. And many other districts around the state, I can say the same. Mm-hmm. So you've been part of that, and thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for this community. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I'm going to grab a student back here to grab one of these cameras back here, and I want to get a better angle of Dr. Marcotte, that young lady that was on the camera. And cause I'm, yeah, that camera right there, I'm right there, we're bringing a little better. Yeah, I want to get a better angle shooting towards. So I got two cameras in here, y'all. And there we go. Now we cooking with mustard. Oh man! So I want folks to know who was doing that talking, so they can see who I was talking to, and I got that. Now I got that going. They can see that because Dr. Marcotte, what you said was so important, and I want folks to understand that when you look right in that camera right over there, they can see that. There you go, right there, and they can see up in the World Wide Web. You're the man that said that. And we need men like you to keep on doing what you're doing.
All I did was say yes, though. You've done all the hard
work. You said yes. And when you said yes, it allowed me to get with Mr. Goins and Mr. Easter, and we created this thing we call School Talk, and it's been going along. And it is what it is, you know. All good things come to an end, but hopefully it's not that type of ending, so where we can still get students in and around with it.
But you have a legacy, and that's... All you can really do is leave this place better than you found it, and you have. That's an accomplishment that you can never take away. And when you leave a positive legacy, it lives beyond you.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That means a lot coming from you. It really does. But thank all folks. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna get through this because I just looked out in the hallway. Saw some more people standing out by the big window. That boy, a lot of first. Oh, I see my granddaughter, my daughter, and my wife. Oh, man, hi Zuri. Y'all don't know. You are you a grandfather now, doctor?
I am a grandfather. I have a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, I got two. Are you great yet?
Oh no.
I got two great granddaughters now.
Wow.
Yeah, I came on the show just as Eddie, and that's Dinah. She's in the hallway there.
She's
a Ben Davis graduate
in
Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my granddaughter.
That's
and
beautiful.
Then my wife, Mary.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And shucks. Man,
Mary looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you remember. Yeah. Yes. Sir. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. I don't have a topic, y'all. I don't have a topic, so I'm just, mic is open, the door is open. Send them on in, y'all. Yep. Come on.
I've got to run, and so congratulations.
Y'all go take care of those kids.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming in.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much. Ah, Dr. Butts. I got Dr. Butts. I got the superintendent. I got Dr. Marcotte. I got doctors in there. Sometimes I need a doctor. But, oh, man, let me switch these microphones here. Oh, I got these. There we go. Get that going over there. And School Talk was... focusing on young people, focusing on teachers, and focusing on the parents. And that's what it's always been, you know, because students are dealing with stuff. And as long as the students are dealing with stuff, there's going to be questions. And the parents are always dealing with students, there's going to be questions. And then teachers are dealing with students, there's going to be more questions. So it's always been that type of scenario where they have been hand in hand. And it's always been... It always been student produced. And like I always say, if my students aren't producing the show, then Emerson's not going to be on the airway. So that's what I love about the show being student produced. You know, I got Lisa Bays out there in the hallway, you know, the Education Foundation. She's been on my show umpteenth times. I don't know how many times. So what I got behind me? I got a lot of stuff going on.
Here, I'll come in.
I got John Easter coming in there. And John was around from the get-go. And John's even. Oh, one thing about like with John, if a lot of good memories. But I remember when we did the show from my basement.
Yes,
from my basement.
Right.
It was during COVID, and we had it's called the little baby, the little machine.
Yeah.
And we was able to set everything up where I was in my basement, John was in the studio, and we were live on Facebook, and we were live on the radio at the same time.
Yeah, it was something else. That was the only time we haven't had a student producer here. I stole Landon's mic too, because we're going to have some very special guests here in a minute.
Yeah, Ah, oh, man, that was we've had some great years. I can't remember them all, and all the guests. I can't even remember all the student producers.
Oh, I know. I'm sitting here live radio.
Can you cheat and cheat?
Adam Hedrick.
My first one.
Yeah, he sent his regards. Yeah. And if I can get my phone.
Adam was the very first producer. Right? And I do remember that one.
Kurt Darling, I'm not sure if Kurt was a producer or not. I think Keegan Lampert was the producer there.
He stepped in.
Kurt sent me a message, and that's Lisa Bays's message. Okay. I'm sorry. We've been getting a lot of... Do you know how hard it is to surprise you, Emerson? Are you surprised, first of all?
You did this morning, right behind my head.
Okay. So I asked former students, people to I'm not going to be able to get through this. I'm just going to tell you right now. Hi, Mr. Allen. Kurt Darling here, class of 2011. It's hard to believe that the day is here, mostly because it's hard to fathom that it would ever arrive. But I wanted to thank you for being an impeccable influence on a once aspiring broadcaster who got to host your show once when you were out not so long ago. You're a delightful spirit and overwhelming kindness, or pardon me, your delightful spirit and overwhelming kindness helped make my time at WBDG so memorable, and I will never forget it. I hope that whatever is next for you, there's plenty of coffee to keep you hyped.
There you go.
And keep you up like I remember. All the best, Kurt Darling.
Mm.
Now, Kurt is currently a news anchor at WIBC.
Doing great things.
Sister is killing it down in Arkansas.
WBDJ product.
I call them the darling media empire because, you know, their father taught here in heating and air in Area 31. So, yeah. But just from me, my person, I don't know how much I'm going to get a chance to get back here because you got a lot more important people here to have. Just kind of echoing what Dr. Marcotte said, this show has really redefined WBDG and what we do. And, you know, it's created I can remember, you know, always trying to get community issues on because you have to do that. That's part of our,
The public file.
Exactly. We have to cover community issues and we have to do it in a meaningful way. And, you know, this 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour.
We did some hours.
Hour and 12 minutes, I think. Well, I think that was a record when we did the mashup last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's really helped WBDG meet and exceed, I think, those requirements. So I know that this is a labor of love, and, you know, sometimes we'll be texting at like 2 a.m. You're going into a show because you're busy. I don't think people understand. You got a job.
Yeah.
This isn't your full-time job.
No.
But, you know, from the first day, I still remember we sat down and it was like, you know, I got this idea for a show. Yeah. And I want to call it The Truth, But According to Who?
Sure did.
That was, and I was like, well, I don't know if we can do that on a high school radio station. You know, I don't know if we can get that. Why don't we call it, like, I don't know, School Talk? I think we kind of said it both at the same time, even. Mm-hmm. And after that, it was like, okay, so here's what I want to do. 30 minutes. And it's like, well, just put it in two segments.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, we don't do segments anymore. We just pretty much run through it. Sure, but, you know, I had something written out, but I'll just go from the heart. I appreciate you. I appreciate what, I'm not going to make it.
Well, I'm not going to make it.
I appreciate you. I appreciate what you mean to this station, what you've done for young people.
Yeah.
It's pretty special. So
I appreciate you, Big John.
Yeah. Thank you.
My man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
It's kids, man. They do it. They do these. We're here because of the kids.
Yeah, we are.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
It's these students.
We've got some here today. Yeah. You know, Max is in here.
I saw Max.
Yeah.
See my shirt, Max? Yeah, wearing my shirt.
We may have another surprise or two for you planned, but
appreciate you.
Yeah. So thank you. I'm going to get out of the way and let three very important guests come in here that you know pretty well.
Give me all teared up and put it up in here.
We love you.
I love you too, bro. Yeah, man, I tell you, doing this is labor of love because you got to love these kids, man, to be around them 24-7 and, and then watch them grow up. When you're walking around, you'd be in the shopping center, man. You'd be by yourself, or you see them, they run you down. Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen, Mr. Allen, how you know? This is my mom. This is my mom. And speaking of mommies, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and folks on Facebook, this is my wife, Mary. It's a microphone. And my daughter, Ben Davis, graduate Dinah, and my sixth grandchild, Zuri.
Candace is on FaceTime.
Another BD graduate, my daughter Candace, she's out there in Houston, Texas, on FaceTime. And hi, Candy. Oh man. So yeah, my wife has really been very supportive of me, and I don't know how many times she's woke me up. You got a show to do? And I'll be sitting there, and then my text go off. It'd be Johnny's. John said, "Are you coming?" I said, "I'll be right there." I always wanted to. My daughter Dinah, she was on the show a couple of weeks ago, Muffy Skates. Yes. And then she was also featured in the book, Hallville Heroes, by another guest of ours. Tevin Studdard. So we've had some great guests on the show, and the folks you've heard so far on the radio, they've been guests on the show. So I guess I'm gonna get a chance to interview my wife on the live radio. And here, get close to the mic, because I want the whole world to hear you. This man named Emerson Allen, when did you meet this dude?
I met him in 1982. We got married in 1984.
Wow! How, all these years, how have you been able to stay married to this guy for this long?
I'm trying to think of words to say without getting into trouble. But no, it's been a joy. I mean, you never know what's going to come out of Emerson's mouth, but it's all good. It's been good.
Well, I do appreciate you and my family allowing me to do the show, because I'm up late the night before doing the research on my guests, and sometimes just, you know, 2-3 hours before the show doing more research, making sure that I have the right information. Because one thing I know about when I'm doing the show, I want to make sure that I'm speaking the truth and the right information and about my guests, and have as much knowledge as I can, and maybe sometimes even surprise them with some tidbits. And where'd you find that at? How'd you know that? You know, but yeah, but I very appreciate you guys coming out to support. Me living in the radio.
Yeah, it's been good to see you through this whole journey. Just seeing from when you first started to now, how you've been very consistent and dedicated. That says a lot about your character. And to see how you have impacted the youth that came through here, it's pretty impressive. Everyone can't say that. And the fact that you're actually leaving a legacy at BD, at Ben Davis High School.
That's a big word.
Says a lot. Yeah, so it's like your picture's up here. And it's always going to be, I remember when Emerson was, it's going to be 100 years from now, back in the day, Emerson Allen started this program. Or, you know, you always have an impact for the township of Wayne Township and BD. So you should be proud. We're proud of you. We love you. And I'm just glad to be here to support you.
Well, thank you. And that does mean a lot. You know, one of my best shows I've had is when you were my guest. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool to have you on the show. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know where that came from. Mm-hmm.
You got Zuri on the show right now. She's in your lap.
Yeah, it was fun. It was like because I see you go through the halls of the high school and grow up, and come see me turn into the good mom that you are, and with your business, with your Muffy Skates, and then having you on the show talking about it, you know, it was pretty cool. You have you be a guest on my show, so that was a very special show. And I'm kind of glad I got it done this year, because yes, so yeah, yeah, I didn't expect that either. Anyway. So someone asked me what's next. What's next? And you guys know that I'm a prostate cancer survivor. I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2015. Cancer free since 2016. So push the magic button. Y'all, the magic button is the applause button. Yeah. So I often tell the story that if I didn't get myself diagnosed or checked out early, I might not have been here, and I might not have been here for this little girl, Zuri, being born. And since that time, I've had a brand new granddaughter and two great granddaughters. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about prostate cancer awareness, so men to understand, get yourself checked out, because you don't want to miss these blessings. I couldn't imagine missing this little one and my other two great granddaughters and not being here for all this if I didn't get myself checked out for prostate cancer, because I didn't know I had prostate cancer until I went to my doctor and he started poking around, literally. Hey, that's another show. Don't get that without Mr. Easter. So anyway, so it's like I'm going to be doing a lot of work with so wherever I can go run my mouth, on podcasts, in live events, hallways, shopping centers, and anywhere I find a man that if he's willing to listen, I'm going to try and encourage him to get a prostate check so he can enjoy all your blessings, because, you know, having four daughters, Candy out there and Ben Davis Grads out there in Houston, Texas, is so much to live for. And then this show was geared way back in 2021 just to bring light and stir conversations and bring up issues and talk about issues involving the parents and the teachers and the students, because there's so much going on between those three dynamics. And then along the way, you just might find out that, you know, we're all alike. We're all the differences that we have, we're all alike. We want a safe home. We want to go to school. We want to eat good. We want to travel. We want to live well. We want to dress well. You know, it's we're in the same boat. So hopefully this show has touched someone live out there to make them hopefully live a little bit better life, and based on what they might have heard on the show from our guests. I always say that no matter who you are, you got a story to tell. So no matter what you went through, you got a story to tell, because somebody can learn from your experience. So hopefully all the guests that have been on the show, and gosh, I don't know, I can't remember all of them, hopefully somebody learned something from our guests here on the show. But I do thank my family for supporting me, and I don't know what else to say, because I want to start crying again.
Well, surprise.
thank you.
Hi, Candy.
But go ahead. I got some tough kids too, Laura. When it comes to that's my granddaughter. She don't want to leave. Yes, I do have her spoiled rotten. If you're a grandparent, you know what it means to spoil your grandkids rotten, and I love it every single moment. I just totally love it. It's like in kids, what kids do. Y'all know, I'm talking to the parents out there. Kids change your whole view. Mr. Smith, dang, come on in there, boy. That's my hometown. But parents, kids change your whole view. I don't care what you wanted to do when you got off work, when you got home, if you got kids, that's going to change. Oh, man, Rodney Smiley song, man, come on in here. That's my hometown in the house. Y'all, okay, I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana. Yep, Terre Haute, Indiana. How you doing? Look at it. Look at Sharp.
Doing great.
Look, Sharp as two tacks. Gosh,
I had to come by and see you.
Boy, I appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, man, this is a surprise. I'm double surprised. Triple. I'm just, forget it. I ain't going to use the word surprise no more.
Congratulations.
How you been doing?
Great, man.
Oh, man. I got to ask the question. Girl, this is a school talk. Got deep into your personal business. Been back home lately?
I have not. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah, well, it ain't changed.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. So what are you doing? What are you doing nowadays?
I'm at Indianapolis Public Schools.
Okay.
As director of post-secondary planning, but had to come back and see my giant family. Once a giant, always a giant. So I had to come back and see the giant family, including yourself.
Yeah.
Always call me hometown.
Man, yeah, sure. Always have. Even in the hallways. We walking around the hall. We be in the hallway to school. And I'm like, hey, hometown. Who you talking to? I'm hometown. That's Mr. Smith. That's hometown. Oh, man.
Well, we appreciate all the things you've done for a lot of people. All the words of wisdom you've given to the students and staff over time. It's absolutely impactful. And we just appreciate you, man.
Man, I... I get to school. Get in. Look at the camera right there. There he is, y'all. I want you. That's what I want you. Right in that camera, right there. I need to turn that camera a little bit to the other way and towards him. There you go, towards him. Turn a little more left, right there. See, I want folks to know who I'm talking to, who the leaders are, and who the people are when it pertains to our young people. Because you want to think about our kids, it got to be in your heart. And you've been in education for how long?
Oh, way too long to think about. 32 years?
You had hair when you first started?
Oh, wow.
On top of your head?
I did.
But you didn't have hair on your chin?
No hair on the chin.
Well, I had hair up here, but it's got a hat, so I don't have it. And then when it goes out, it looked like yours,
I'm
too.
Compensating right now.
But the thing is, like, the kids do it. Once you get mm-hmm. around them, man, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't been education this long, and when I started this show, it's like I'm stuck, you know, and I'm still gonna be around with the kid. Like I told Principal Squire, I said I'll still be around for chaperone. She said, "What are you doing next Tuesday?" She's already started.
Well, they couldn't have a better one for sure. Man, well, I appreciate you.
Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Hometown. Oh, man, Rodney Smith, man. That's my hometown attorney in Avery's. He used to be associate principal here, and he's still an education leader out there in the market. Oh, and this young man, y'all. If y'all can see my shirt, I'm going to stand up. Y'all can see my shirt on. Stand up, Max. See these shirts? Yeah, see these shirts? Yeah. The man next to me, Max, he's the one. Yeah, I got these shirts. Man, I love these shirts, man. You know, somebody tried to take it. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't try to take it. But if you can't see it, though, it got me behind the steering wheel, and then there's a passenger in the back, and that's Max. Max, before you say something, I got to dip into your personal business, man. I got to dip into your personal business. Now, this is a school. This is a talk show.
That's right.
Talk shows do those things.
That's right.
They go out, and they find out what's going on. And I got to find out what's going on. You ready?
All right.
How's your parents?
They're doing good. I know they're listening right now. They're super excited for this.
Man, you got some super excited mom and pops, man. And your brother.
Yep.
Man, you got some awesome family. And Jory come out to your house, man. You had your open house, man. I mean, I ate and I took some food with me. So I hope they don't mind some food with me, but I didn't take the plate. I left the plate there. I took paperware, you know. But you got some awesome parents, man. Yeah. So how's school? Tell me what's going on.
School was great.
Where are you going?
I'm at Ball State right now. So okay. We actually finished already for my first semester. Well, mm-hmm. my first year, which, by the way, it's went so quick, but... it's been a fun time there with Ball State and SportsLink, and I've just had a wonderful time there. So, and it was the last show here, so I knew I had to come back.
I appreciate you coming back and checking out the old shoe, you know, and see what's going on in the old stomping woods, because, you know, you. I mean, I got producers, and then I got producers. And the year that you produced the show, that year was crazy. I mean, it was crazy. I'm going to read something real quick because I want to read this. This was in, we got awarded back in 2020 as the best public awards program. And then I got awarded, thanks to the students, best community volunteer. But we didn't stop there. And then coming up here in, what was this year here? We did this here. And then during, then 2020, was it 21 or 22? I'm going to say 22.
Yeah.
Owen Pulley, Maxwell, just you, and Lucas, first place, the best sports talk show. But you weren't done there. No, Max, that's you. And Jackson White, first place women's basketball play-to-play. You wasn't done there. And then it was Max, that's you. And Emerson, oh, that's me. Wasn't done there. We got first place for best public affairs program. Oh, don't you wasn't there done. Nope, Max, you wasn't done yet. Here you go again. That's Emerson and Max, that's you. You did it again. Best community volunteer program, school talks. You push the magic button for Max. I mean, you produced your tail off. Don't edit that. But you did. Tailback. Football. What do you call it? What you did. Man, I appreciate you, man. And then you were smoking those 2-3 years as producer, man. I mean, I've got producers, and I got best producers. And if I had to do it, I have to call you so far. You were the man.
Thank you.
You was just out there. Your words show what you've done. I got Big Nelly following up behind you, doing some smoking things. So, you know, these producers behind you have been taking notes. You know, and like you said, you set some standards out there, Max. I appreciate that. So I want to take my hat off to you. And you made sure my Christmas was right. You guys made sure my birthday was right. You know, no, they didn't give me a lot of money, y'all. I just got some purple donuts. I got a coffee mug, you know. But perfect things I like, donuts and coffee. Oh, that didn't come out right, but it did. It was former police officer. Anyway.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, but thanks, Mike. Max, I totally appreciate it. I'm glad you're here.
So this was given to me. This is on behalf of all the students and the producers.
Whoa! Facebook Live, can y'all, man, that's my mug.
So that plaque is in recognition. It's a copy of the one that's on the wall here. It's a little larger. So you can have that for your home or your office.
I do have a home office. It's like looks like a radio studio.
It does. Well, you hosted School Talk from there.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. Easter. You know, I took notes from you guys here at the station. And thank you, everybody. You want to read it for me? I got tears in my eyes.
All right. So it says, Emerson Allen, School Talk creator and host 2003 to 2024, in appreciation and honor of your award-winning hard work, dedication, advocacy, and immeasurable contributions to WBG over the last 21 years.
Woo! Push your magic button for Max for reading that. Plus, I couldn't say the word advocacy.
We got to.
No, that was a rough one for sure, being only 8 a.m. in the morning.
We brought in a real radio professional to read that.
That's right.
You. Y'all know, y'all already, one thing about my show, y'all know I'm a butcher of words.
Couple. Couple of them.
What's kind of talking is that? I'll be butchering the word. That ain't proper English, Mr. Easter. You're an English teacher, English major.
I don't tell people that, but yeah.
I'd be English.
So here's my question, Emerson. You know, you've done this show, I've figured, close to 700 times now. Woo. I know you say 1,214th every time. I think we may be up to 1,215 now.
Stuck.
So you've done this, and I know you probably your favorite show might have been the one that your daughter was on. But what, other than that one, by the way, I don't know if we said it's WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
We did go
after 8 o'clock.
We're over again.
Yeah, we're way over. But that's okay. Hey, you know, that's what we do. That's how we roll. So what is your favorite show? Or are they like your kids? You know, you can't pick one.
Oh,
and grandkids.
Man. Whoa. Okay, I will tell you, man. Favorite, heartbreaking, tear jerking.
We've covered some issues.
Man, yeah.
I mean, we really have.
We covered some life and death.
Landon,
issues.
You could probably take your mic back if you want to jump on. I know we stole your mic. I'll tell you what I think my favorite was.
I'm trying to go back. Go ahead. I'm thinking I can go way back to 2003.
I mean,
that's a long way.
Because you go all the way back to 2003. But, yeah. I mean, I think my favorite was recent. It was when you had Merle Bettenhausen on.
I think you're right for that, because when I told you, okay, when I met Merle at my job and he was purchasing, and he walked in the door, and I didn't know who he was from the can of paint, but then he walked in the door and then he mentioned his
last. I thought about getting you a can of paint. I'm serious. Those things are expensive.
I know.
Have you tried to buy a can of paint lately?
I hate painting. I really dig a ditch than paint.
I actually thought about buying you a can of paint, because I know that's one of your sayings. But anyway.
So I didn't know him from a can of paint. So then he started talking, and he mentioned the name was Bettenhausen. And I said, Bettenhausen? I said, the family, racing family, Bettenhausen? He said, yeah, my name is Merle. Well, I didn't know who Merle was. So we talked for about 15 minutes about the Tony and his daddy and his brothers. And then I knew who Merle was. And I was like in awe. I was like, when I get around celebrity, true celebrities, now there's a difference between a celebrity and a true celebrity. A true celebrity, in my opinion, is a person you really want to be around, because what they do impacts lives of people in a positive way. So I was around that. I felt great and talked with him. And then when I sent you the email, I said, John, it's my excitement. I know English, I know in person is better for transferring excitement, but this is how my email sound or my text sounded. And I get email and text mixed up sometimes. My kids say, Daddy, it's not email, it's a text. I'm 69, y'all. So I sent Johnny Stewart a text. And the text
sounds, I'm looking for it.
And the text sounds just like this. Johnny's probably going to read it. You find it? So I sent John a text.
Yeah, I'm working on it here.
And then, well, I can probably find
it faster. We text each other a lot, Emerson. Yeah.
And then, I can probably find it faster. And then, so I said, I sent John a text, and I said, man, here it is. I said, did we get 10th marks? You deserve it. Outstanding. Great. I'm a big fan. It'll be an honor. Okay. So anyway, I sent John a text.
It wasn't, did I leave a black leather jacket on the chair in the classroom? That wasn't the text? Oh.
I said, man. Another text. Now I'm reading the text. Man, I just met Merle Bittenhausen. I got to get him on the show in May. He said yes. This will be awesome show. Think about it. It's 500 history. And then the next response from each of us, he said, that would be an honor. and then I said, right. And then John said, May 3rd or May 10th. And I said, I don't know. Let me ask him. And then we found out it was going to be May the 10th. And then John talked about, anyway, the man is, and I see why that show is one of yours. You're, plus you're a racing fan too.
Yeah, well,
and you know some history,
but just the story, I think of his story.
Yeah,
and how funny he is. I mean, I can't imagine losing two brothers in a very tragic, or losing a brother and a father in a very tragic way.
Yeah,
you know, your other brother Gary, who's a lot of people's favorite race car driver ever, because of, you know, the number of times that he tried and just was unable to win the Indy 500 for whatever reason, just sometimes through no fault of his own, sometimes tires just flying out of the air and hitting his car, and, you know, having a small part break when he's leading and was about to lap the field and has a small part break. And, you know, then he gets injured and loses the use of his left arm.
Yeah.
Essentially. I mean, just the number of tragedies that family faced.
Yeah.
And then to have Merle be 82 years old almost.
Yeah.
81.
Awesome sense of humor.
But have him be, like, act half his age be more energetic and, you know, have his personal tragedy that he had, losing his arm and being horribly burned on his face. And yet he is, like, just the most positive person. He always, I think he said after his accident that he feels like he's blessed because he could have been blind, he could have been dead. Just an amazing outlook. And I thought it was going to be about the racing aspect, but, you know, after the show, he's giving everybody his personal phone number and, you know, it's like, well, it's now my friend, Merle Bittenhausen.
Yeah. I like the fact that he has his sense of humor, because a lot of folks don't know this, but I have nerve damage in my left hand, and it don't work like it's supposed to. And what did I say to it?
Before the show, Emerson said, I brought you a bottle of water, and he's like, can you open that for me? And he just kind of looks at it like, oh, yeah, we got to open that. So Emerson grabs it, and he's trying to hold it, and he's like, well, my left hand doesn't work so well. I got some nerve damage. And Merle goes, in this voice, I have a lot of sympathy.
Right. That was funny.
And I've seen him do talks where he kind of pokes fun at it. And, you know, and I think he said it on the show, living with one arm isn't easy, but it's better than, what'd he say? It's better than the alternative? Or
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so true. His sense of humor was so awesome. But you asked about the show itself and me. Ah, man, I got one of my cameras kind of crooked there. Max going.
By the way, Landon, thanks for being the guy here today. I know you had a big night last night.
Yeah. Landon, you graduated.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Sorry, I was fixing the camera.
Yeah, you destroyed my camera. Yeah.
It kind of fell on me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Do you need assistance?
I'm all good.
Man down.
Camera down. We're going. Mayday. Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Mr. Allen. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be your...
No, I wish I had you on camera. No.
You and Big Rob are the last two.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful to have been your producer for my senior year, and it's been a great year. Definitely, I've had some episodes that are better than others when it came to producing. Like, I started off the show not even knowing what mic was on, apparently. Like, I don't know. I was like, oh, geez, of course, this is his last show, and now it's, you know, I started off wrong. But, you know, we get through it. But it's been great. I've enjoyed the pleasure of just being a producer, all the great memories, all the great guests. It's all about knowledge and just learning about, you know, other people's lives and their experiences and their storytelling, advice as well. My favorite guest was Merle Bentenhausen. That was my favorite guest. He was great. I love the advice he gave. I mean, the whole story, like Mr. Easter said, how he lost his arm in an awful accident. He was burning. His outlook on life, and he's always smiling, and he's, you know, excited to just, you know, be around. You know, he's coming to the show, and he's just excited to be around us, and his outlook on life. He could be, like, you know, really sad and upset about his arm, but he's just, you know, up and at him, and he's just one joyful, happy man. And I love the advice he gave about just, like, the five keys to success in life, which is, I remember, was it, I can't remember. I'm tired, so I'm trying. But I know it was, he talked about how you had to be, you know, you had to take initiative, you had to, you know, be honest with yourself, respectful, and just, that's kind of like the whole basis of how he described the keys to being successful in life. And then I really liked when the city county councilman was on. I really enjoyed that episode a lot. A lot of his advice and, you know, trying to make the state of Indiana better than what it is and trying to do a lot of great things to help the community.
Man, I wish I can, and I appreciate that, Nelly. You know, I really wish, man, John, it's hard. There's so many good ones that, you know, from this year, last year, you know, having a champ, Lehman Brewster, late great Julia Carson on the show, mayors, Bart, Mayor Ballard, Mayor Hogsett, my daughter. Most tear-jerking one had to be the one with the young man help me out, Mr. Easter. Dang, what's up? from my first issues, but best one, it's hard to there are so many good ones.
That would help.
Mr. Isha,
I handed him headphones that weren't connected.
The episode with the chemicals.
Huffing. Yeah.
That was
early on.
Probably my saddest.
Yeah. Because I was looking at the video of that, mm-hmm. and that room, by the way, looks totally different back then. But Adam Hedrick, who, by the way, he was the producer. This isn't Adam.
I know that. I'm going, hey.
I'm just helping you. So Adam Hedrick writes, congrats to School Talk on a great run. I'm glad to have been a small part of it. Good luck in your next venture, Emerson.
Appreciate
that's from
that.
Adam Hedrick. But we, I don't know that I've ever gotten to do this on the air ever before, but I'm not going to lie. It's Andy Roddick.
Woo! I got to put Andy on camera. I got a camera that Andy don't see that I can see. I'm going to put Andy on camera. Yo, this is a fake.
We're going to put Max. We could put Max to work here.
I'm a Max.
I mean, Max does this sort of thing now all the time with SportsLink, I think.
Does
he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, we just put him to work. And now he's working. And now you guys are live on Facebook, too.
Hey.
Both of y'all.
Man, I've been world star famous. Now I'm Facebook famous. What's going on with this world? How you doing, boss man?
Man, how you doing, man? I mean, let me stand up. I got to stand up for the Navy, y'all.
That's right.
Let me sit back down.
Now, I put you in different rooms because we got Marines and Navy, and we're blooded here.
We're the same department.
Right.
Yeah. Department of Navy.
I love a gun sailor.
There's no rivalry.
No, not at all. No. That's
y'all can just keep that water, though.
Daddy's got to protect, you know. Daddy's got to protect them while we send them off to the coast.
That's a lot of water out there. When I was on the LPH Broader Canal, I was on the ocean about at least 30 days out there on that water. That's a lot of water.
That's not a little bit.
Not a little bit. When I got back to land, I kissed the dirt.
Yeah. I did the earthquake and tsunami over in Japan, Fukushima, all that. I sat off the coast of Darwin, Australia, thanks to that, for 32 and a half days. Why do I say half? Because it took us half a day to pull into Pattaya Beach, Thailand. And the moment I set foot in Thailand, I looked at the closest tree and I smelled it.
Wow.
Legitimately smelled it.
I can relate to that.
62 days at sea. It was tremendous. I loved every day.
Yeah, I can relate to that. That is crazy.
I don't know that I've ever been at sea for more than a few hours.
Man, I remember we had this guy, Beast, just jacked to the gills. He looked like Wanderlei Silva in the early 2000s. Every time we'd get underway, can you turn those on a little bit? He would instantly get seasick for 4.5 days.
Here to show in here.
It was tremendous.
Now, can you turn that show up?
This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, right?
Can you hear the show?
He can't hear us because he has his headphones off right now. He's trying to direct.
Can you turn those up?
Yeah.
The speakers won't work. Okay, no, they won't. They won't work.
Okay. He reading lips.
No, I heard you because the mic's on.
Oh.
That a boy.
Okay. Well, give me that button. That button that my, you know, it don't make no sense.
Hit it
real quick.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
The same one as my day. I love it.
Yeah. So did you produce School Talk?
I never got to produce School Talk. That was always a program director.
Right.
Opportunity. I did, of course, Hillary Clinton. I did a lot of the sports.
So what was that like, producing the Hillary Clinton thing?
Man, I fell asleep. I didn't sleep well the night before, and I came in my baby Stewie pajamas.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there listening, and I was really into it, and I dozed off, and I woke up, and I had a Secret Service agent telling me that I had to bounce as soon as she got done talking. Yeah. Like, as soon as it's over, you're
stuck in it. You couldn't get out.
Because they were going to bring her back here,
right?
And this was the interview room for
her.
Mm-hmm. And then she left her water mug somewhere.
Yeah.
Because we got that call the next day. It was like Mrs. Clinton left her, or Secretary Clinton left her water mug in your air. I don't think she was secretary. No. Yeah, she was running against Obama.
Yeah,
she was running against Obama then. Then she became Secretary of State.
Right.
She was like, she left her water mug somewhere. It wasn't in here.
No.
So.
Yeah, y'all didn't take it. We didn't take it.
Nope.
I might have.
I think the statute of limitations has run out on that now.
The black car parked out there right now. So.
But then, yeah, the helicopters will be in here later. But then, what happened after you walked out of here?
I don't know, but apparently... she comes back, and who was it that got bumped for BDTV?
The star, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was the star.
I remember Ashley Looper was the one that actually got to interview her. But, the star, or was it RTV6?
But didn't they take you, like, down in the middle in front of all the audience, too?
I had to bring you something.
Yeah.
And I came down and...
Sure did. I remember.
They escorted him in.
Sorry, I remember that.
That's because greatness needs an escort.
That was funny.
Good stuff.
And they ran you in there. Yeah, I saw that. I remember
your Stewie pajamas standing there.
Right. I was embarrassed, too. Like, I didn't anticipate to be seen by anybody. I thought I was going to be in my... I called that my hole.
I think that's what I sold it as, too.
Right. Because
it was the first day of spring break, and I was like... Hey, nobody's going to see you.
Right.
You could just come in your Stewie pajamas.
And
then they dragged you out in front of everybody.
Right. I was so mad. I had to work until 11 or 12 that night. Got home, couldn't sleep. I think I fell asleep about 3 a.m. Had to be in here at 7, so I just rolled out of bed, wished myself here like a genie. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I doze off, and I get a phone call. He's like, hey, can you bring X or Y to me? I said, sure, no problem. And
they had to escort you in.
Man, and I'm in baby Stewie pajamas and a white T-shirt. Like, you got me in here in my underwear. This is embarrassing.
Oh, that was
I do appreciate you, Andy, coming back and say, giving me a shout-out. You know, I appreciate all the shout-outs throughout the years, actually on social media.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You've always been out there shouting out, you know, words of encouragement. Appreciate that. You know, don't be looking for it, and here it is, you know, someone like Andy saying, you know, hang in there, good job, happy birthday, et cetera. And I appreciate that, man.
And you know what? A big reason why I am where I am today is you and this man to my left, Mr. Easter. A lot of people don't understand.
Don't make me cry again.
Oh, okay? I will.
I already cried once.
Now, I was in a dark place at a dark time in my life. My pops wasn't talking to me. I didn't have much guidance and whatnot. And these two men actually sat me down periodically to check in on me, make sure I was still going. And that is a massive reason why I graduated high school. I graduated high school, no joke, by 0.02 of a point. My British literature grade was 64.51. And that's why I graduated. I would get sat down by Emerson and Easter, and they would say, hey, are you good? Are you doing X? Are you doing Y? Are you doing Z? And I remember 09, I was in A school in Gray Lakes, and I was having a bad day, and I remember something you said to me in your office when you were the community relations director. You said, just change your mind. I said, what you talking about, Willis? You said, just decide to have a good day. Yeah. And I was ready to get out of the Navy at that point. I said, I'm going to give this a shot. Within 3 months, I wasn't standing duty no more. I had a staff position in my duty section, and I ended up passing A school with a honor grad level percentage. So that a lot of people don't understand the impact that just checking in on somebody can make. And all of that has led to my success as a recruiter. I was one of the top recruiters in the nation in 2018, 2019. Not because I care about statistics, not because any other reason other than I care about people, and I always have, and I always will. And that was instilled in me by great men. And I really appreciate you for everything you did for me and my family, and, made me a productive member of society. So I had to make sure I took time out to say that to you publicly.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. And that does mean a lot, 'cause I'm hoping that maybe something that I said sticks with somebody. And this is no secret to me. You have more than once let me know that I've said some things that had a great effect on you, and you've let me know more than once, you know, what I have done. Maybe I didn't even know it, but you let me know. You definitely. I'm gonna say it like this. When you butter your bread, you let people know, yeah, you helped me, and I appreciate that.
Right.
You know, I appreciate that, because you are a man. You're raising a family, been through this stuff, been through some stuff, you know, saw some stuff, had a chance to turn some stuff around, and did it. You know, and that's huge, bro. That is huge. When you decide, when you make a decision, I'm going to switch. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a better. And you smoking. You cooking with mustard.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You cooking with mustard.
You said cooking with mustard. Hey, but doesn't that make mustard gas? That's dangerous.
No, gas you keep going.
Okay.
Gas gets you going. But when I say I cook with mustard, I mean you smoking. I mean you are doing it, and I mean you're a family man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're raising a family. That's one of the toughest jobs there is. And what I like about seeing the kids, and then back then you were a kid. You're still a kid to me now. I'm old. But seeing kids get to where you're at now, and I see them, and now they're parents, and now they're dropping the knowledge on younger folks. And to think that you had a small part in that, man, I don't get to be here. I'm humbled.
I appreciate it. Hey,
I'm really humbled.
I can't say it enough.
I'm wiping tears out of my eyes.
Right. I can't say it enough. You know, yeah, yeah, had a family and all that. But at the end of the day, what was done for me by this, by the station and you two gentlemen, I have forever altered me. You know me. I'm the type of dude that I'll tell you straight up how it feels.
Oh, yeah.
You
getting
both.
Yeah,
I was about to land and be ready for the dump button.
You getting both. You getting both barrels.
With me, you get both barrels. I remember we're live, and I remember where I am. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Good training. Well, I just say congratulations on all that you've accomplished. We always knew you had it in you.
Oh, quit it. This is about Emerson, not me.
No, but you're here, and I don't get to see you all the time.
Oh, we'll chop it up after this.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm glad Andy's here, you know, because that's what the show, hopefully the show would do, was have an impact on young people's lives, and old folks too, and folks, and folks like me. And I think we accomplished that. Andy, what do you think? I think we accomplished that.
Absolutely. I still remember the first time I heard a school talk promotional drop.
Yeah.
I think I was probably eighth or ninth grade. Mm-hmm. Pops and I were going to rallies over here when it was still here. And
it's back.
Is it really? Yeah. What?
Yeah. News breaking.
It's back.
Man, I just changed my entire day. That's
new franchisee.
Yes. My dad hears, my name is Emerson and you're not. And he had to pull over. He was laughing so aggressively. He had to pull over. And I started thinking to myself, I have to do WBDG just so I can meet this insane gentleman that made my dad laugh so hard he had to pull over.
That's so cool. I never heard that one.
You bring up an amazing point, though, about this show is that we've already experienced all the emotions in this show today. I don't think we've been mad yet, but I mean, pretty much all the emotions have been on this show. So when you think about what you do with this show, Emerson, you have a way of tackling a topic like huffing or tackling a topic like violence or doing that. And then also still managing to make people laugh hysterically so much that they have to pull over. And, you know, we've had some amazing times on this show over the last 21 years, but it's like, I don't know how you do that because that's nobody else can do that.
Yeah. Well,
just you.
Yeah. Well, it's, I'm old. Mama used to have this thing called, y'all remember castor oil?
Yeah.
It didn't taste good.
Right.
And she always said, put some sugar in it. That didn't work. It still didn't taste good. But, you know, sometimes when you're delivering things, you got to deliver it away. Right? You can find a better way to take it just to take it. You know, you still got to take it. But let's find a better way to take it, you know. And because life is so doggone short. So doggone short, you know, so.
And hard.
It's hard. I'm glad you said that because if life is supposed to be easy, they would call it a picnic. Life ain't no picnic.
Nope.
It's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good, but it ain't easy.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, I wouldn't be here tonight, but it ain't no picnic, you know. So I appreciate the students' opportunity to do the things that they do and, do the things that they did, my grandbaby.
I think we've officially had the. She's the youngest. Rest. I think she's the youngest guest we've ever had on School Talk.
Bum rest the show and everything.
Yeah.
That might be the cutest baby I've seen this entire year.
Man, I'm serious. When I get home from work, it's like I might have my mind on doing something, and she will alter that plan immediately. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And all just don't matter. And I'll say it's on the air. If I'm late for work, it was because of her. I'm just got to get fired.
Right.
That's why I'm late. And I'll be late again. I love being with her. Okay. Just totally, that's right. Totally. Yeah. But it's about the show is always hopefully about the young people, you know, and then seeing folks like Max and Andy go on and do great things and all the other students and Big Nelly, he's right in the path. right in path to do some great things when he gets out of here, gets out there in the world. But this station is an awesome springboard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Whether you're going into military, whether you're going into private life, whether you're going into communication, it's awesome springboard because you gotta have teamwork when you're in this.
Yep, exactly.
In this studio, teamwork. You gotta respect people because you meet folks all walks of life, all mm-hmm. different colors. Right. All different languages, all right. different manners, personalities. You meet some folks that you never thought you would be around.
Right. And one thing yeah. one thing that I've learned in my years of teaching, and this directly reflects with Andy standing here next to me, you never exactly knew what was going on behind the scenes.
That's right? huge.
You know? Right. So what you have to do is if you see a kid that's falling asleep in your class, don't go like, you know, be all mad. Go in and say, hey, what's going on, man? Why are you tired? What's going on?
Yeah.
So you never know that either. You never know what people are going through. And you just got to talk to people.
Never know.
You and Mr. Goins as well have taught me that. You know, I know that both of you made me a better teacher. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know where I'm at. I mean, I do know where I'm at.
It's all good. We're not.
Nelly knew exactly what I did.
Hey, we're not pushing on time. We're not pressing. Yeah. This is.
I got the day off. I'm here as long as you need.
This is your final show, sir. We're trying to make it spectacular and special and memorable.
I think that's been done. I don't know. It's been. I'm already messed up from the neck up. So I'm like, wow.
I mean, this was, we started this when you told me that you were going to give it up, which, by the way, you surprised the heck out of me. I don't know if you hear that promo.
No, I heard that promo.
That is my unvarnished reaction. I'm just like, okay. I don't even know how to react. He just dropped it on me.
Man.
He didn't even tell me nothing.
You should fight him.
Yeah. I heard it on the radio
yesterday. This is your last show.
Well, I studied on radio. But I really didn't.
That's never happened.
I really didn't plan it. It kind of like. I knew one day it was going to happen. I really didn't plan it, and it kind of like blurted out on the show, like, you know, this is going to be it. And then I said, "Oh, I said it," and then I thought it was. Then one day on another show, my boo Merle's show, you said this. I had one more or none left or something like that.
It was your last true, like, guest show.
I said, already? Dang.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, and I know that you had a point where you were kind of going back and forth about, you know, whether you wanted to.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just, if you put me in a corner and say, why is this the last show? I really want to know why. I can't give you that. It ain't like it's like I'm going to China or Egypt or jump on a boat or a plane. You know, I'm still going to be across the street doing some stuff here, but I don't know. But time is just right to do, and maybe it's other things that I need to do. Might need my face out there, and for maybe in the cancer fight. Because I'm still got some fight left in me, but
and you're healthy.
Oh boy, yeah.
I mean, sometimes when people give up stuff, it's like,
thank God.
Yeah,
you know, thank God for the VA hospital.
Yeah,
plug.
Yeah,
and my mom works there.
Yeah,
yeah, my mom works there. Yeah.
Oh, dang. Grandma Nellie also. She also Linda Harrington.
Yep.
Who is Nellie's. Yes, Nellie's grandma.
Love her so much.
She also said she enjoys listening to you every Friday.
Yeah.
Oh,
she commented.
Well, thank you.
Sweetheart.
Thank you to her and all the listeners. I mean, one time we had one listener all the way from Florida.
Yeah.
So I do thank all the listeners for tuning in to listen to this crazy old man act crazy and then listen to these students sound smarter than me because they should be and they are. But I really appreciate the students coming in to the studio to be interviewed especially ones for the first time, never been on radio before. They're kind of like freaking out, don't know what to do, don't know what to say. They don't want to say the wrong thing. And that reminds me, actually, when you asked me about some of the shows, there's this one show that I did, and the young lady, she was cracking up. Every time I said something crazy, she just cracked up, and that's why I got her on video. And I think her nickname was Dimples. And I want to say Kaylia. Was her name, and I do know her mom's name, but I won't put her mom's name out there. But she's on my—I do got her on my Facebook page. You'll see a clip of it when she was on our show. She was just cracking up to every time I said something, and that made me feel so great and so good because you know she smiled and she laughed. And one thing about the job, I do like making people smile and laugh and think about something. And I like the older ones to smile and laugh because laughter reduces blood pressure. See, trying to be a doctor in the house at the same
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Amen.
Doctor in the house at the same time.
I take high blood pressure medicine, sir. I need that laughter.
You? Wow.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta keep laughing. You're too young for that. Man.
Yeah.
Come on, huh?
Stress and I need to lose some weight. I'm gonna need to work on that.
You,
so
get the steps in. You'll be
yeah,
all right.
Go to the gym. Need to get working on that. But yeah, you talk about high blood pressure.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Yes, sir.
That's a silent killer and nothing to play with.
Yeah.
I gotta pop my pill when I get home. And I gotta take my medicine.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I'm I like your shirt, Purple Rain.
Yes, sir.
yeah,
I love Prince.
I just wanted to thank everybody, Mr. Easter. Thank Dr. Butts. Thank the Education Foundation. Thank Lisa Bays. Mr. Pratt coming down.
Brittany Clower.
Brittany, yeah.
Pratt.
Yeah.
Ms. Squire.
Yeah, definitely the Prince Squire.
Mr. Marcotte.
Mr. Marcotte, the superintendent. And
Mr. Lyle. Mr. Smith. That was
hometown.
A surprise.
Hometown. Yeah. That's hometown there, boy. Man, yeah, I asked Mr. Clower, how's she doing? She said she's doing great. She's having a ball down there in Area 31.
Mr. Parrish was in here as well.
Mm-hmm. So he's
Mr. Peters,
he's not going nowhere.
Mr. Peters waved.
Okay.
The debate teacher. He
walked by. I saw purple go by.
Yep.
That's the purple shirt. It was purple. not purple person, not purple. Barney.
Jason Garrett and Elijah who work in security on the door back here.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, people knock, let them in.
Yeah.
Don't tell Dr. Butts that, but that's what I told
him. It's Dr. Butts, not Mr. Butts.
So. Oh.
we had some memories.
The first time he was assistant superintendent back then, and he's on the show and he sits down and he's like, I got the assistant superintendent. Mr. Jeff Butts is here. Mr. Butts, how are you? And he let it go the first time.
Yeah.
Just let it go. And then, you know, the next text time, he's like, Mr. Butts, sorry. Everything. It's Dr. Butts.
I mean, you go to school that long, I understand saying,
absolutely.
Hey, put some respect on my name.
And plus, it's Dr. Butts.
Right.
I mean, it's the same Dr. Butts. We got a black truck.
Right.
He probably ain't got it no more, but he had this beautiful black truck. I don't know what it was, a Ford or a Chevy. So if it was a Ford, I don't mean to cuss your truck out and call you a Chevy. Or if you're a Chevy, cuss you out and call you a Ford. But whatever it was the cool black truck. I remember, and I always remember that because it was years ago. We was at the light right in front of the high school. And I was crossing the street going to do my show. And he's over revving his engine. I looked over and saw Dr. Bus. I said, oh, my gosh. It was so funny. And I appreciated that. You know, he is who he is, man.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what I like about him, you know. And that's what I like about one thing about Wayne Township and Ben Davis and Giant 90.9 WBDG is the consistency of always trying to do better and trying to make it right and trying to do great things every single year, you know.
Well,
and that's BDTV, Giant 90.9, Air 31. That's consistency, man.
We've had two superintendents, three principals since we started the show.
Yeah.
Three principals, three mayors.
Yeah.
You had Governor Daniels.
Yeah.
At one point.
Stuck a microphone in his face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally.
Think about all that stuff. But you know, the three principals, I mean, they've been so supportive, Mr. Marcotte, yeah. Mr. McKinney, and Ms. Squire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what they've done. And yeah, this is Emerson is the end of an era, man.
Ooh, man, I don't know how many. I'm going to try to post on Facebook some more pictures of past guests because I know I got more pictures out there, and I want to post. And
thanks, by the way, to Lorelei Smith, who took a bunch of pictures today. Thanks to BDTV, who's here in the studio as we speak.
Oh, I want to shout out to
Max being the holding the camera steady. Yes,
and shout out to my producer, Big Nelly.
Big Nelly.
Pushing the magic buttons.
Yeah.
And shout out to Big Rob, who's not here.
Man.
Today.
Yeah.
He couldn't make it in today, but Big Rob. Because Rob started out in the man in the corner.
Yep.
You know, I had a position, the man in the corner.
Yeah.
The man in the corner, he don't have a role. He don't have a mic. He don't have a script. He don't have a role. He just has a little bitty voice. And he sits in the corner, and every once in a while he gets recognized to say something, or he just gets talked at, but he can't talk back. That's the man in the corner. Yeah. He might drop some knowledge. I never had a lady in the corner. But he drops some knowledge. But Rob was the man in the corner. Sometimes a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Mm. But the man in the corner was very special. Because the man in the corner only spoke when it was something special or something needed to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob was the man in the corner. I don't know who the first man in the corner was. I've had a couple of them.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
And they end up there being the producers.
Yeah.
End up being the producers on the show. And that is cool. Nelly, how did you get around thinking you wanted to be in the big seat, pushing the magic button, listening to this crazy old man on the other side?
Well, it's a great question.
Your mom was great. You got a cool mom, man. You got one.
Oh, she's the best. I'm
cool
very grateful and thankful for her. I wouldn't be the man I am today without her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. No, it's a great question. Well, I saw the success Max was having, and he was doing such a great job at producing.
Cooking with mustard.
And this guy right here, he's really carved the path, so has Mr. Easter, of, you know, how to do it right in the station, and, you know, the work ethic. I could not edit to save my life as soon as I walked into this building. I'm like, Max, how do I do this? Like, help me. But, you know, just the work ethic that all came with it. And my first show I ever did was awful. And they just, both of them were very supportive and, you know, continued through this path. Junior year was, you know, it was up and down, for sure. Highs, lows. It's just, you know, it's another year. Learning about myself, how to get better, consistency mentally, to stay positive when things are going wrong, stay confident in yourself. And I really struggle with confidence as a human being. Just trying to stay positive, and, you know, when things are going wrong, like I can't do something right in the radio station, it's frustrating. Or at school, and I'm always so hard on myself. I'm always chasing perfection. I'm like a perfectionist. So their supportiveness helped me. And then Mr. Easter sat me down in his office, and he's like, "Hey, Landon, how would you feel if..."
No. How did he always say it?
I'm trying my best.
Give me the best down
here. I'm not great at impressions. This Mr. Easter is fantastic at impressions.
I want your best down.
Okay.
This would be good.
I'm trying my best. I'm not like I'm a
grades are already in. Yeah. I can't.
Okay. Well, Landon, he doesn't have that diva voice. Like
it sounds like Michael Keaton Easter.
I sound like that grizzled 45-year detective.
Right. I'm trying my best. Here we go.
The evidence now. He's
I'm Batman. I'm vengeance. Like, you know, no, in all seriousness, he just sat me.
We're
like,
already off.
I got a set of skills.
I know. He's like, he said,
"I might not know where you are.
Is it Batman in here?
I might not know what you did. Is that Batman? I will find you."
We have the Riddler and Batman. no, but in all seriousness, he let me into his office. He sat me down. He's like, "Well, Lane, how would you feel about producing School Talk next year?" I'm like, "Wow, that's a huge honor."
Mm-hmm. Trying to find the list of producers.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And, you know, I saw what Max was doing. I wanted to be a part of something special and great and hear from some amazing guests. I mean, we had Merle Bittenhausen on the show this year. That was an amazing show. I was one of the best shows I've ever been on School Talk, but the whole learning aspect, because, you know, pressing all these buttons and just filling out that resume and getting experience doing multiple skills and activities and things in this radio station instead of just, you know, you're talking on the mic and you're controlling the board to, you know, sitting at a microphone to editing. No, you're controlling the show. Mm-hmm. It's riding on you. Like, you make mistakes, yeah, but you have to learn and improve, and I've definitely improved from the beginning. But yeah, how it started.
Actually, I had a recording in the room when Mr. Easter asked you to take this position. I just want to know if you remember. But I'm gonna tell you what this is. What he actually asked you, he said, "Big Nelly, I do not know who you are or what you want, but I do have a very particular set of skills that I want on School Talk, and I will find you. And when I find you, I promise you, I will change your life forever." No, you didn't say that.
No, I know that was not true. Why didn't he say, "I will find you"? Why does this sound like Liam Neeson? I will find you.
That was just saying, I was reading this.
I have a certain set of skills.
I had this crazy. Okay, I'm going to say, on my job, they got this crazy tray. You know how communication is? It can go haywire.
Exactly.
Like this show.
Never.
there's this thread that won't die. It's a thread. It's called thread when a message just go.
Oh yeah.
And you can't delete it, and you can't stop it. It's IT's problem. Mm. But so everybody's posting a lot of crazy stuff.
Yes.
And so there's one post. This one guy, and it's over something. This is unrelated to nothing, and he posts, "I don't know who you are or what you want, but I do have a particular set of skills, and I will find you. And I will promise you I will change your life. After I'm finished, your sleeping problems will be a thing of the past." I'm in the business of selling mattresses. I'm telling you that right now. But anyway, it was so funny that I couldn't help it because everybody's posting crazy stuff, and I don't know where that came from, but it was just so funny.
Well, yeah, that happens sometimes when you get on there. But I was going to try to list the producers that we've had, but it's not on the website now.
I noticed that last night.
Yeah, we took it down, I guess.
I'm trying. I wasn't in Wikipedia, but you got the list somewhere in your archive.
I have them listed. I'll list them on social media when I find them.
Yeah, just give
up. But I know the first ones, Adam Hedrick and Jason Lee.
Yep.
Tim Barry.
Tim got a nice, awesome picture. The parents gave me a while back. It took a picture.
Matt Gonzalez, I think, was one.
Madden, yeah.
Madden. 2007, Jordan. Probably. Jordan Monsheen.
Yeah. Monsheen.
He came last year, if you remember, to the last show. Let's see. 2008 would have been Sean Dunham and Rachel.
Yeah.
Calhoun.
Yep. I think Rachel was the first person in the corner.
Yeah.
She started in the corner.
So I did have a lady in the corner.
2009. Now I'm pushing it.
Yeah, I think that was Taylor.
Well, I know. Yep, Taylor Earls.
Boom.
Taylor Earls.
Boom.
Keegan Lambert.
Keegan Lambert.
2000. Now we're getting hazy here.
Right.
Getting foggy.
I was out in the fleet at this point.
Yeah. Now I should know them, you know. But if you're listening and you produce the show, thank you.
Did Treyon
McClendon?
McClendon. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Treyon.
Yeah.
Treyon was really good at it too. Personality, you know. Treyon, he's like running things up at Ball State now.
Yeah.
Max agrees because he's up there in the communications department. He's about to be Dr. McClendon.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
the next doctor to correct Emerson.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm probably going, "What's up, bro?" It's doctor.
Max from last year. Caesar Fernandez.
Yeah, Caesar. Yeah.
Harry.
Yeah.
Harry Dunnick.
Remember Harry, yeah.
They're coming to me slowly here.
Harry did it.
Yeah, but just a great group of young people.
Yeah. So
we'll list them. We'll go out there and put them up.
List them. We'll list the names, and I'll find some pictures. Maybe not. But anyway.
We started this thing before we had cell phones, really.
Oh, right. Cell phones.
I mean, we had cell phones, but they were actually just to call people.
And the first shows were on cassettes.
Yeah, cassettes.
And I got the Sagan CDs. Show on cassette, and then we went to CDs, and then we stopped doing CDs. We went to digital.
I remember half that Sagan show. I was on the phone with somebody because they called in. They heard the show and they were motivated to call in and disagree with Emerson on that.
The purpose of sagging. Yeah.
So I was on the phone talking to this person the entire show. So
was a sagger.
If you hear the if you I didn't hear that. Do I need to edit that out?
No, it was a good one.
That won't make the edit.
No, that was just one of those ones he drops, and it just and as the balloon goes, somebody else caught it and caught a case of the giggles.
Emerson, he's trying to give you a high five.
Man.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, but, you know, I think we have officially reset the record for the longest show, but that's okay.
Oh, well, we're
up to 90 minutes almost on this.
Well, I guess we'll have to portray forlong the inevitable much longer. Oh, I do want to, I wanted to do something. My promo, it don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
Play the intro. Can you find the intro? There should be an intro in there. Yeah.
For it don't make no sense.
Is that the one with Jordan and Cody Easter? No.
Jordan, Cody, yes.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Cody Easter?
My fault. Wait a minute.
Is there something I don't know?
No. He just misplaced his comma in the sentence.
Got it.
Sorry. English
I'm
language.
Glad you still speak student.
Right. Well, here we go. Well, remember, my daughter is 24. That's so,
jeez.
Yeah, she graduates this year.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to play it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Man.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now it's time for...
It don't make no sense.
Man, I remember when they recorded this. I think I was a junior, and I came in, and they were so proud of this. Oh, my goodness.
That was Cody Reese.
Cody Reese and
Luke something. He was the deep voice.
I can't remember.
They were BDTV kids.
They were BDTV, but I think Patrick Knight. Patrick Knight and Cody.
Not the coach now at Marion.
No, right.
Yeah. Patrick Knight.
But,
man, I love that promo.
They were so excited about that.
It was cool. It was so cool because we had a lot of things just don't make no sense.
Yeah.
You know, we always highlighted that in part of the show. You know, that was a good addition.
I mean, that
was pretty cool. Plus, that make no sense. That don't make no sense.
Right. You got to call it out.
Yeah, some things.
Some things just don't make no sense.
They don't?
Yeah. So, but the students done, I love being around the students like the sponges. So, I'll still be around, but I guess it's time to say goodnight. Goodnight, Jay. You know, something like that. I don't know. I guess I got to close it out. Well, who shows next? Is there a show next? Was that John?
There will be. But
there always will be.
I don't want to step on your
okay.
show.
Okay,
so.
Good. All right. Mr. Easton? Hi, Mr. Goins.
Are you done?
I'm still on the air. You want to come on in here?
How long are you on the air?
For 5 more minutes, we get out of here. I'll close out with you. I don't know why. we kind of got off script.
I don't know why.
We kind of got off script a couple minutes ago.
I've got to teach, but I just wanted to come in and... do my last, what we call
bum rush. Yeah.
I've been hanging with you all morning.
You've been consistent.
But
bum
I haven't
rushing.
Said a word.
Yeah.
Because I let you do your thing, right?
Yeah.
Because you're gifted in speaking.
Mm.
And we appreciate everything you've done.
Who, yeah?
I've known you for a long time. I feel like you're my brother more than my colleague. And what you've done for our kids has just been incredible. We miss you so much having that extra arm, right? The three-armed monster, Mr. Easter, myself, and you.
Three-headed monster.
And we really miss your arm.
That was fun.
You were always extending your hand to help our students experience things that they'll have for the rest of their life, you know? And I think that's the difference between a caring, confidant, teacher, educator, person is it the fact that you were always caring, and I think that's why you have so many people coming in today making special appearances, showing their love back towards you, because you've always been so loving towards us. So it's been a pleasure. You live across the street, so we know you'll be back. And you know you've always have an open door to come back, obviously. And more importantly, you're a man of God. You love the Lord. You serve Him first and foremost. And because of that, your obedience has brought so many blessings. So I know this is not the last.
Nope.
But it's the next step into what the Lord has for you. And we know it's going to be bigger and better. But don't forget about us.
Oh, well, can't do that.
Right? Yeah. We won't forget about you. You know, I love you. And I appreciate you. I'll come over and lay hands on you if I have to when you're out there relaxing in the back.
In my hammock.
In your hammock. And maybe put another one over there so I can grab it too, you know.
Right.
But we appreciate you, Emerson. Love you like a brother,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you.
All you're right. Always good, man. All right.
Appreciate all right. You.
All right.
Thank
I'm
you,
gone.
G.
I got to go back and teach.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. All Easter. Right.
Thank you, Mr. Goins. Well, I'll tell you what, that man right there, that's a good man right there.
Yeah, he's consistent. In the things that he does with our young people, which is it's like you know, you gotta be consistent with the kids, you know, and keep on showing that, you know, what can be possible, and always have bring on tomorrow. Tomorrow, what is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday.
We
might still be going.
I got one last question. One last question. Then we're gonna go and close out. It's for Big Nelly.
Yes, sir.
It's my last day. Been doing this now for... hi, baby. Hey, Siri. It's my last day. Been doing this for over, 21 years now?
21 years.
Yes, sir.
And you're the producer of the show, still. And you're the producer, number, what number, Mr. Easter, maybe number?
I have no idea.
It's okay. 7,000.
It's like your joke. I got no idea.
745.
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
Because some years we've had multiple... And, yeah. You know.
So you are the producer, but you are right now. You are the producer of the show. You got in control of the magic buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go behind that wall there, because there's a switch over there that I hit. I killed radios. Don't go over there, because I did kill radios.
That's why he sits where he sits.
Only time we let him run the station.
I cut the radio.
I'm moving my mom that day into Crestwood, and I get a call, Mr. Easter. I was trying to voice track jazz class. I knocked the station off. That was the call.
Yep, I killed radio.
I started laughing.
Yeah, I did. I killed radio. So anyway, but Big Nelly, here's my question to you, Big Nelly. Here's my question to you. And I'm going to go ahead and, it depends on your answer, it was.
It's WBDG FM H1 Indianapolis. Sorry.
That's okay. You got to do it legal.
We have to do it.
Illegal.
We do it live.
Here's the question.
Do it live.
Here's the question.
Yes, sir.
Gonna cut my grass.
Hey. Where's that beautiful green dollar bill?
Y'all never cut my grass.
Hey.
I've asked the producer every year for 21 years. Max, you didn't cut my grass. Wouldn't shovel my snow.
I also needed money.
Hey, I would cut your grass.
Hey, what's up?
Come on,
man.
Had to come bump rush.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Come on in there. They can't see you on this. Yes, you can. Tell me who you are and what you do and I just where you're at.
I'm Adonis Dix, and I'm a dean assistant here at the school. I wanted to make sure I stopped by and told you how much we appreciate you and everything you've done throughout not only my life, but all the lives you affected and the changes you have made here at Ben Davis and for the community as well. And I just want to let you know we greatly appreciate you and love you.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I tell you, that BD student there, y'all.
Bum rush.
Bum rush again.
I think we set a record for bum rushes today,
I think
too.
We did. I mean, as a student, that's what students coming back to the high school, y'all. And then participating as adults in the hallways of Ben Davis High School, you know, that is so doggone awesome. You know, you go through it as a student, you sit in the classroom, you walk the hallways, but then you come back as an adult and you're working and you're seeing other students and you're giving back. That is just so doggone cool, man. Just cool. Woo!
I'm sorry. No grass cutters today, so I'll leave it alone.
Any of Emerson's former producers, are you going to cut his grass? We'll just.
I'll send the email.
Is there compensation in pay, sir?
I cook hot dogs.
Barbecue, barbecue at Emerson's house. We get the whole gang over there.
This
has changed the calculus.
Big Nelly's cutting the grass, has like a GoPro camera, like posters on social media. Hey guys, Mr. Allen's grass. We have a barbecue. There's Mr. Easter. There's Max. They're all having a great time.
Something. That might work.
I just remember another producer, Brianna.
She's doing great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're writing for the Mirror now.
Yep. That might work. A mass.
Brain's thinking of them. Random.
Whoa. Barbecue, cut grass barbecue, all the producers. I might think about that. And I might even not even cut. I might have the grass cut before you get there.
Sweet.
I like the fact of having all the producers.
Like a whole get together.
That sounds.
Can I tell my before we close out? Yeah. Can I tell my favorite Emerson story?
Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So Mary, you may remember this. Mary Emerson's wife may remember this. It was Hillary Clinton. Mm. We were getting ready to cover Hillary Clinton. Mr. Goins had very specifically told his students to dress up. To look nice.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were supposed to wear their BDTV polo and a nice pair of pants, no tennis shoes, nothing. So, of course, somebody shows up in shorts. And they were nice, to be fair, they were nice shorts. But Mr. Goins very clearly said, and as you said, much more than I am, Mr. Goins is very consistent. And he told his student, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to cover this unless you have a... something, I'm hearing something squirrely over there. Okay. He said he was very specific. You're not going to be able to cover this unless you. So kid goes to Meijer because it was open 24 hours, buys a new pair of pants, but he doesn't have nice shoes. So Emerson says, you can wear a pair of my shoes. And he goes, what size do you wear? And the kid's like, 10. And Emerson goes, Mary, what size shoe do I wear? That's my favorite Emerson story. I will always remember that. Uh-oh, we lost a mic. Did we have...
Yeah, there's a...
Something's going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, why don't we switch to mic 2?
Yeah, there we go.
Turn that mic off.
This mic?
Are all the mics doing it? Is it here?
Huh.
Something's messing up.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on.
You sound good.
I think you got maybe that headphones.
Yeah.
Those headphones are probably, you've got them turned up. You're catching feedback there.
That was it?
Yeah, that was
headphones.
It.
Headphones.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Oh, they're still doing it. You got to turn them down. We can't, that's the problem.
The headphones?
You got to turn the headphones
on the
down.
Block.
They're all the way turned up.
Go.
Oh.
You're getting feedback.
Testing one.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Feedback.
There you go.
Live radio.
There you go. Yep. But that's my favorite Emerson story.
It was a true story, too.
Yeah.
We ate good that day, too.
We did, man.
Yeah,
did you get any of that, the vittles, afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Boy, yeah. You know, I get
they kicked me out instantly.
Yeah. They made you walk around a building, too.
They made me walk around a building. I had to get escorted. And then as soon as it was over, I got escorted out. And this dude with shark eyes came in to check on me at one point while I was sleeping. And I just looked at him, and I saw no humanity in his eyes, and it made me excited for boot camp.
Those guys were different. Those guys were built different.
They were.
Those Secret Service guys. I mean,
they messed around. They didn't mess around.
The one guy, I saw him laugh once while he was here. But no.
They ain't supposed to laugh against the law.
Yeah, but that's my favorite. That's my favorite Emerson story. I'll remember every one of these shows sometimes. It's 7:27 and Emerson's walking in, and man, he hits the door and you thought he'd been here 2 hours. I mean, he was ready to go. So thank you, Emerson.
Well, thank you, sir, for having me. Like I said, once again, give me the opportunity and to come in here. First of all, you trust me with the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, you know, because these kids are your responsibility. And you have got to protect these children from, and you trust me to be around them, to
and I appreciate that and allow me to be a sponge and learn from them.
And also, thank you to everybody that made this show possible.
Mm.
And that's everybody. Producers, Mr. Goins, you know, Ms. Squire, Dr. Butts, all the previous administrators who have been a part of this. It's a lot of trust to say, you know, hey, we're going to let you guys do this show. And yeah. They've never once, not once have they ever said, you have to have this guest. Never once have they come to us and said,
you
had to have that. Why did you have that guest?
Or you can't have that guest.
Or you can't have that guest. Or they've never has that happened.
This is touching a touchy conversation or whatever that we don't want you to have.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they've always 100%, and they've never called and said, hey, what you guys talked about, that was, you know, I wish you hadn't done that. I mean, they have it's been 100% supportive since day one.
Right.
And, you know, I loved having Mr. Markey here, or Dr. Markey. loved having Dr. Markey because, you know, he was leaving. You talk about somebody who had ideas.
Yeah.
This was a great. This show happened because he gave it a green light.
Okay.
It was his green light. So, Emerson's directing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say something, but then I was going to just wanted to say that, thanks to everybody. I'll miss somebody if I try to popping out names. I know I will. So I just want to thank everybody for this awesome opportunity. I didn't take nothing for granted, and for the chance to come in here and do this. It's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. No matter where I go, you know, this is going to stick with me. And right, I'm a giant. I'm a giant. So as we always say in radio, when you're doing something, you gotta do what you gotta. You gotta, where'd it go? You gotta. I'm trying to get this. Do it right. I'm gonna bite myself. Don't bite yourself. It's not good. Oh well.
Sorry.
I lost my whole train of thought because my computer died.
I'm going right back at you, Max, with the camera.
Taking pictures.
Max has a camera.
Pictures of me taking pictures of you.
That's right.
All right. You got cameras over there? So I'm gonna do my official closeout for the last time, 21 years of School Talk. I'm gonna do the legal of the show. I say this at the end of the show when the show is going to end. That's why you say it's the end of the show, because you do the last part of the show when the last part of the show comes. And that's my impression of somebody who I don't know who I'm impression of. So I always say, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them being professionals in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. You can't go wrong. Copy Andy. Hey, Andy did great. Andy did this. Andy did that. He's done the right thing. He's done the great thing, y'all. He can do it. He can go. Could you do that? You could go all the way. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. Pull him up. Dr. Buss always said, if you don't mess around, he said, mess around, hip doctors. You're going to be a lot of money for hip doctors. Get in your history place because you're sagging pants. Pull up your pants. And always, the views expressed on School Talk. That's the views of MTA Wayne Downs, Bendis High School, Johnny Buss. The views of me and my guests. So I can't say I'll see you next week. I'll see you out there on the streets because this has been 21 years of School Talk. You have a good day on School Talk. Ah, that boy crazy.